This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. As you know, on Monday, we broadcast live here on WGIL the inauguration of J.B. Pritzker as Illinois' new governor. And in that inaugural address, which you heard live here on WGIL, you might have heard something that sounded a little bit familiar to you. But in case you didn't...
1 out of 10 computer science degrees in the nation comes from Illinois' colleges and universities. Our entrepreneurs continue to be tireless dreamers. Whether it's Jamie Gladfelter creating a software development incubator in Galesburg, Jeremy Draper shaping glass in Peoria, Lena Kim creating custom jewelry in Evanston, or Leif Anderson still using his grandfather's original recipes to make and sell candy in Richmond. That's the Illinois that I see, one of possibility and promise. That's the Illinois that I know.
The Jamie Gladfelter mentioned there is the founder and executive director, one of the co-founders, that is, of Main Street Codes, which is holding classes in downtown Galesburg, and it's spot there to teach computer coding and things related to that. And we thought we'd get an update on how things are going with Jamie, who's on the line right now. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Will.
So what was it like to hear your name in a speech made by the governor?
It was surprising to say the least. I was actually sitting at home watching on my computer and, was a little taken aback. I wasn't quite sure if I was hearing correctly. And then, you know, after a few seconds, I was able to process it that, he indeed did just say my name. And then my phone started, kind of going crazy with a bunch of text messages from friends and family that were also watching the speech. So it was surprising, but very, very cool and made me feel very, very grateful.
But yeah, we're very glad to have that on the radio the other day, too. I was sitting in the speech in Springfield and I went, I've heard of him before. But I imagine yeah. I wasn't the only one, that's for sure. And you had talked to Governor Pritzker when he was running, right?
Yeah. He was kind enough to stop by before he gave a speech here in Galesburg for his kind of thank you tour. And so he stopped by the space for 10 or 15 minutes and talked with myself and Mitch and just wanted to come by and learn a little bit more about what we were doing. So we had a really good conversation with him and it sounded like he was impressed with what we're doing and wanted to be as supportive as possible in the future.
He sounded in a speech like the type of thing and the type of training that you're providing and along with other things is the sort of thing that he wants to see Illinois continue to do more of. How big of a need would you say that there is, and maybe I'm softballing this question to you, how big is the need for coding and things related to that these days in your perspective?
Well, I think there's a very strong demand for people that have that sort of digital literacy and have computer coding skills, whether it's web development or mobile app development. And I think we've kind of seen that coding bootcamp industry or model pop up as a result of that demand where you have these employers that are wanting to build digital products, but there's not the labor force that had the skills necessary to build them. And so over the last 6 or 7 years, coding bootcamp has kind of emerged as a way to get people scaled up quickly and get them to a spot where they are pretty close to being employable as a web developer, for example, in a short amount of time. And that's kind of what we're hoping to bring to Galesburg.
I remember taking some computer programming classes in high school and college, and this has been a long time ago that we don't need to talk about, but I remember thinking about this not so long ago when you first announced that you were opening up shop here in Galesburg, and I thought to myself, man, is this stuff going to end up passing me by? Can someone young, can someone old as well as young learn this and make a decent living out of it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to have you in class. I mean, we have...
I'm a little busy right now, but thank you.
Yeah, but I think we're going to have an age range for upcoming class ranging from maybe 19 to early 50s.
Wow.
So it really is. It's anybody who is dedicated and wants to learn this stuff can learn it. That's something that I tell the students is, you know, you absolutely can learn this if you put the time in. This isn't something that's for somebody else. It's for you if you want it. And I went through this a similar class way back in 2012, and I think in my class we had age range from 15 to 60.
Wow!
Just in my class, and it was almost everyone that had zero coding experience coming into it, and that's kind of what we expect. Is we're starting from zero, and we've designed the curriculum around that expectation. So we have three works of pre-work that a student has to do before they get in the classroom, and then we're off and running for 12 weeks.
How much of it is, I guess, a visual type of a learning versus critical thinking skills versus math and other things like that? How does that all kind of melt together? And I guess maybe are there other parts of it that I should be thinking about if I wanted to do this too?
I would say so. This particular course that we're offering is more focused on the back end of web development. So it's all kind of the data and server stuff that's going on behind the scenes. So I would say less of a visual component and more of really just problem solving. There's a lot of kind of snags you hit mm-hmm. along the way as you're learning this stuff, and you'll be having to deal with an error or getting some problem that you really don't know how to solve at first, and it's just about putting your head down and trying to figure out what is actually going on.
Sort of like deconstructing something in order to kind of figure out what's wrong with it.
Yep, and we say it's just persistence. And there, if you're the type of person that likes a challenge and likes difficult things, I think that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all you need to be successful in this field, I think.
You said you took one of these sorts of classes in 2012, and that obviously led to you wanting to start it up here at some point. What was the moment when you said yourself, like, I guess sort of that aha moment, like, yeah, maybe I can take what I've learned here and teach it to other people?
I've been wanting to kind of give something back to Galesburg, my hometown, for a while. Mm-hmm. I actually live in Chicago. I've lived up here for 12 years, but I've always had a soft spot for Galesburg. I still have family and friends there.
Mm-hmm.
And really, to be quite honest, it was the recent election that kind of got me thinking about the consequences of two realities between a non-urban area and an urban area, and how if there's a difference in economic opportunities for people who live in these different areas, there's going to be cultural differences, and start thinking about ways that I can help bridge that divide to where the place where you live does not determine, what your possibilities are. And so I knew that there was a need for this type of training and this type of skills in a place like Galesburg, and I didn't really see anyone else that was trying to fill it. Mm-hmm. At the time, and so I thought, I have the resources, I have the will, so I'm just going to give it a shot.
All right. Before I run out of time, Jamie, you mentioned that you have an upcoming class. Can you talk a little bit more about it and when it is, and how folks, if they're interested, can sign up for it?
Yep. We have a class that's starting February 25th. It's a 12-week class, so it runs until about mid-May. It's what we call a full stack or back-end web development class. It's going to teach somebody how to build a dynamic database-driven website by the end of the class. And it meets Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. at our space in downtown Galesburg. Tuition is $2,000 currently. We're trying to get some donations to get that down a bit. But anyone who's interested can go to mainstreetcode.com/courses. And get a little bit more information about the class and send us your information there.
And we can, we'll include a link to that when we post this interview after it airs here on WGIL.com. So you've had a couple of classes already in town, is that right?
So we had one cohort go through in the fall.
Okay.
We've completed one class.
How did that go?
It went really well. We had a handful of students that were really dedicated and committed to learning this stuff, and I think if you ask them, they would say that they did learn quite a bit, and they're we're going to have a couple of them helping us out for the next class. So I was very pleased with how it went for the first class.
Excellent. Well, I hope you have continued success from there. After all, the governor gave you a shout out. That can't possibly be bad, right?
Yeah, that can't hurt. I don't think so.
There you go. Jamie Gladfelter, co-founder, executive director of Main Street Codes, which is here in downtown Galesburg. What's the address, by the way?
It's 341 East Main Street.
Very good. All right, Jamie, thank you so much for your time and continued success. And hopefully this continues to lead to good things for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
And Main Street Codes also has a following on Facebook as well, where you can also find more information. Kim Komando in sports is coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News.